USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If we need it anymore, I'd put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here. Whatever it takes, we have to win.
President Trump saying he will add more money to the campaign if needed to help him win re-election. The president campaigning in Jupiter, Florida.
In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic Coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
Top police leaders in Rochester, New York are retiring en masse amid criticism of the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude. The city's police chief retiring, saying the events over the past weeks are an attempt to destroy his character and integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. Biden meeting with AFL-CIO leaders and taking part in a roundtable discussion as well with members on Facebook. Biden sitting down with WGAL's Barbara Starr for an interview saying he condemns all violence.
I condemn it across the board. The president still hasn't condemned the far-right folks coming out and protesting and using violence.
Do you condemn Antifa?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Violence, no matter who it is.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced on Tuesday that 1,000 Georgians voted twice in the state's June 9th primary, a felony that he said will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Raffensperger also has a message for anyone else who's thinking about voting twice.
Let me be clear. It is a felony to double vote in Georgia, and we prosecute.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
And now Kindry and his family own what's left of CarSource pre-owned vehicles in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Surveying the lot, which contains the shells of more than two dozen burned-out cars, Kindry only describes the site as heartbreaking.
It's not just a business. It was, we built from the ground up. We started out with seven cars. We built car by car, like tile by tile.
As far as insurance helping out, Kindry tells WKOW-TV in Madison.
And they don't cover the riots. I'm bankrupt.
Kindry says he's doing what he can, but he's not sure if it will be enough to save his business or the jobs of the dealership's 23 employees.
Is there a door for me to knock on that I can see if there's justice for me? You know, these protesters, they ask for justice. Where do I go? Hopefully, no one goes through what I had to deal with. No one, even my enemies. I hope no one goes through this at all, man, because it's not bearable. It's not.
A GoFundMe has also been set up for the car dealership. Celebrate the end of summer with free chicken nuggets. Wendy's is giving away a free 10-piece chicken nugget through September 27th. The fast food chain is offering the deal with any purchase, but the only catch, you do have to download the Wendy's app and scan an offer code to receive your free meal. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.